Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. This feels like the morning after the day before, because yesterday, of course, was a holiday. But anyway, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, here with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so much for keeping America rolling along. That starts out with the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Then it moves over to the FedEx, who were working yesterday, by the way, and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers, who are back to work today. And they're delivering the packages in the mail and all that to people all across the country. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it has to go. And then we've got our Amazon warehouse folks, thanks to them. And we've got our Amazon delivery guys and gals, thanks to them as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, and we're on Parler. We're also on Getter, we're on True Social. We're on Twitter, all as Captains America. That's all one word, Captains America. And don't forget our website, the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. All right, going out to California, we're going to check in with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yes, they are all out on the porch. It is a beautiful day. We're 2 days away from the start of baseball spring training. 67 degrees on one side of the building and 67 on the other side. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Finally got the temperature to even out. Okay. Now, of course, we start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, well, yesterday you were gone, but Joe Biden touched down in Ukraine, and we were there. We had it up, and we had the live audio coming in from there, and we kept everybody abreast. At the time, Frank Silvato was on the air with me. We kept them all abreast of what was going on. So, again, tomorrow's news tonight. Sat right here and listened to it.
Well, exactly right, and certainly was a very big story. There's no doubt about that. The president standing shoulder to shoulder there with Zelensky in Ukraine. Lots of photo ops and also some sirens going off, Captain, which seemed to be a pretty interesting addition to all that.
That was staged
because
they didn't want, number one, they didn't want people out on the street. That's number one, because they didn't know who would be there. And number two, they wanted to make it look like He was there in the battle, braving everything that was going on. I mean, that was all staged.
I'm wondering, Captain, could Hillary Clinton have given them the idea about that, you know, from her famous stories of landing on the tarmac and having to run to the building or something like that?
Well, she didn't run. She walked, and he didn't run anywhere.
That's right. Well, but even so, it's getting some mixed reviews, though, Captain. Some people, of course, are being very supportive in general, because you have, this was obviously something that was at great risk to the president himself, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, though, people are wondering, why would the president go all the way to Ukraine when everyone in East Palestine seems to be out to dry?
It wasn't as risky as you thought, because our State Department called up the Russians and said, President Biden is going to stop by Kiev on his way to wherever it was he was going next. There was some sort of conference he was going to. And we're just letting you know he will be there, and we don't expect any shenanigans from you guys. That's all that was said. And it was done, you know, very professionally, which they've done that when Putin's been over there, too. Let us know. So we won't be taking pot shots at each other.
Well, hopefully exactly right, but even so, it's still a very volatile part of the world, and I think that's what one of the things the president was trying to communicate with this. Also, Captain, I do think they were trying to get a day of good press out of this, with everything going on in East Palestine, not just that, but all the other things that are happening, the Chinese spy balloon, the shooting down the weather balloons or whatever they were, they wanted a good day of press.
You want good press? Here it comes. We're going to start it right now. Here comes the good press. Get ready, folks. Good press coming your way.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And then you know where we'll be tomorrow night?
You're going to be at the Tampa Trump Club.
Yep, we're going to be at Mugs from 6:30 to 8:30. I'm the keynote speaker for the night, and we're going to tear it up. We're going to let the people know how we got into the mess we got into and how we can get out of it.
All right. Sounds good.
It's very simple, and I'm going to give a few few excerpts from what I'm going to be doing tonight during the course of the show this morning. So don't go anywhere. We are going to be coming right back with more. And let me go over here and grab Kathy by the hand. Kathy, would you please take us to break?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yes, sirree, buddy. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I have taken religiously for over 9 years, and I take it to start my day. When I start with my breakfast, I start with my Relief Factor. It's just that simple. And here's what I do, okay? You got to get some food, because to make this work, you got to get it in with your food to make it work and get things started. So that's what I do. But if you are suffering from pain or swelling, which is caused by inflammation, or maybe you've got some soreness, maybe your muscles ache or whatnot, and you've been taking stuff that doesn't quite cut it, it takes a while, or you have to take more than two of this or two of that, then I got a suggestion. I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the 1995 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Now, what you'll find out is that Relief Factor has some ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which are all natural and help your body's natural response to inflammation, which is why you got the pain to begin with. It's caused by inflammation. Now, it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, because it will go right straight to the source. In addition, it's 100% drug-free. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. In addition, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, and it comes in convenient individual packets of 4 capsules each. So give it a try. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, 1995 and a 3-week quick start, because as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there, 1995 and a 3-week quick start, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Mr. Kyle, back to the drawing board here. Our governor yesterday, Ron DeSantis, went to New York City. His initial mission was to speak at a police department convention, and offer the police officers that had been retired or had quit or had been laid off because of the shots or whatever the deal was, an opportunity to come to Florida and transfer all their credentials and become a police officer in Florida, because that's how it works. Florida and New York have reciprocity when it comes to three things: EMS, fire, and police. And a lot of other states don't, because they want to maintain that we're holier than you God mentality. One of them, as you and I were talking, was your state of California. They do not want people coming in from other states that have got, say, 20 years experience and know what they're doing, because they want to be the people that determine who knows what and who does what.
Well, right. It's an entirely different philosophy that certainly, Captain, means that you're not going to have as effective a force as you need for police or fire or for EMS.
Now, in the process of doing that, the reporter started in, and of course the question was brought up about Ukraine. What do you think about Biden being in Ukraine? And he said, and I quote, "I think it would behoove them to identify what is the strategic objective that they're trying to achieve. But just saying it's an open-ended blank check, that is not acceptable, because after all, that's what Biden said yesterday. They'll get what they want. We're there to help them, I guess, until the cows come home," or whatever, however he worded it. But isn't that something?
It really is, Captain. And I read an article earlier today that asked a very good question, or pointed out, some very good questions, namely that people will be asking questions, more questions now that Biden went to Kyiv in Ukraine than perhaps ever before. And those questions will include, how long are we going to do this? How much is it going to cost? What does it mean to win this thing? And on it will go. There'll be more scrutiny, in other words. But you know, something also occurred to me, Captain, as well, is ever since this war began, Joe Biden has conveniently blamed what he calls the Putin price hike for things, for inflation and energy and all this kind of stuff. Russia's horrible invasion of Ukraine, he'll talk about it. It is horrible, there's no doubt about that. But one wonders, Captain, that they want to end this war. If you were the president, don't you think you'd want to stop this war, to stop the Putin price hike at all costs? Because it is costing Joe Biden at home.
There is no Putin price hike. The price hike started with Joe Biden. Once they stopped drilling for oil and pumping oil through the pipeline, when they did that, that was it. Game over.
Well, exactly. And that's my point entirely, in the sense that he can rely on this so-called Putin price hike as a political crutch, basically. And so it just puts him to this position where, you know, every day that he doesn't do something about it, the American people continue to suffer, according to his idea, right? So one does wonder how long it will take, how much money will be spent, how effective it really will be. And those are good questions.
Now, pro-Russia pundits lashed out at the Kremlin over Biden's surprise Ukraine visit. They were not happy to know that Biden was in the backyard.
Well, of course not. Of course not. And I do think, of course, we've seen other former leaders go there as well. A member of Boris Johnson went there, I think, a couple of times. Zelensky has entertained other celebrities and so forth. But yes, having Joe Biden go there again points up the very what's happening with this war. But I can't imagine, Captain, that the Kremlin would be happy at all that he did what he did.
No, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And if you want to converge or opine on anything that you hear us talking about here, you can call us at 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600, and we'll take your call. Now, something else, an unprecedented 350,000 public school students in New York City repeatedly missed school last year. A harrowing sign of learning loss that's hitting the city's most vulnerable children, especially hard at a critical learning point in their young ages?
Well, of course, we saw all through COVID, Zoom school or whatever, video school, just wasn't up to the challenge to teach, especially the young people who are just really starting out in elementary school and so forth. They're not learning, and that means they're not prepared for the next grade. If they're not prepared for the next grade, they're not going to be prepared for the following things and so on and so forth.
The problem is, they don't have the proficiency skills in math to add, subtract, multiply, and divide. That's number one. And number two, they don't have the communication skill to be able to put sentences together and compose things that anybody else would need to do to have a job in life and be able to communicate and not walking around going, yo, man, yo, yo, hey, hey, yeah, 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 and all that crap.
Well, exactly right. I'm so glad you mentioned it, Captain. We're talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic.
That's
basically
it.
The life skills you need to be able to function as an adult in our society. But I would submit this, though, and that is, but they know how to identify the wokeness and how to call people out and how to realize what's politically incorrect, and on it would go. But they're not able to do the basic things they would need to be able to hold a job and to be successful in life. But from a political or even a, shall we say, Stalinist perspective, they understand the program because that's most of what they're being taught, it would seem.
Now, the courts ordered North Carolina to redistrict their state. You're aware of that, right?
Right.
And the GOP in North Carolina, because of the way the population has swung around, and with the Republicans that have now signed up and that are in the state, could gain as many as 4 new congressional seats.
Very interesting indeed. Very interesting indeed. Well, this is how things change over time. There's no doubt about that, either through the census or through this kind of a case.
Well, I'm not surprised, are you?
No.
People have been coming south, and we knew that the halfway point in coming south, if they wanted a little bit of weather to give them a little nostalgia with the snow that they were leaving behind, was North Carolina. If they came any further south, they probably weren't going to see a whole heck of a lot of snow. So that's, I guess, why that's happened that way.
Yep, I think you're right.
All right, I hear the music come in, so hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning, and I will be over at the Mission Barbecue, have lunch with the captain, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by, have some great food, some great companionship. And tonight, I'll be over at Mugs for the Tampa Bay Trump Club, and I'm the keynote speaker tonight. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The 75th annual DGA Awards held at the Beverly Hilton in Beverly Hills on Saturday evening denied Steven Spielberg a record extending 4 wins for the Guild's top honor. Spielberg had once been expected to cruise through award season with his autobiographical The Fablemans, but the strong affection has been for Everything Everywhere All at Once. The Oscar favorite with the leading 11 nominations has come to dominate Hollywood's Oscar run-up. Anti-war German film All Quiet on the Western Front won 7 prizes, including Best Picture at the British Academy Film Awards on Sunday. Irish tragic comedy The Banshees of Inisherin and rock biopic Elvis took 4 prizes each. All Quiet, a depiction of life and death in the World War I trenches, won Edward Berger for the Best Director Award. Its other trophies include adapted screenplay, cinematography, best score, best sound, and best film, not in English. Julio Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow.com, in particular, Mike Lindell. Now, his specials right now are off the charts. Off the charts. If you go over to MyPillow.com and you click on the Radio Listener Specials page link that's there, it's like a little door. It shows a little door. You click on that, the door opens, and in you go. Then you'll need a promo code. Promo code will be Captain. And you go in there and you start looking around. You are going to see stuff on sale. Unbelievable. You'll save buy one, get one. You'll have those in there. You'll have 50% offers, 60%, 70%, 80%, and 90% off on some of the items that are there. This is an unbelievable special. And Mike Lindell's pulled out all the stops to make this one work. So, MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that link. Go in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. And happy shopping. Now, if you want to call them on the phone, you can do that too. Give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time. 800-641-5459. And use the promo code CAPTAIN. Happy shopping. That's all you got to do. And I bet you'll be pleasantly surprised with what you see that's on sale in there. There's so many things. It would take me the next hour just to get by most of them. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You need to go over there and look in that page.
No kidding. No, there's all kinds of great new stuff. And that new MyPillow 2.0, that is really something.
Yeah, and if you didn't need it, it's not in there. You know what I mean?
That's right.
All right. Don Lemon was taken out of the lineup ahead of Monday's President's Day show due to the comments that LeMond made last week about South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley not being in her prime. And the social media backlash that ensued has been vicious. CNN is still in discussions regarding his future. They just don't know what to do. And he may have really burned his bridges this time.
Well, you're right, Captain, and certainly he made the comments specifically in reference to Nikki Haley. I think for whatever reason he doesn't like Nikki Haley or her politics or what have you, but it really was comments about women in general as well. I think that's so offensive. And the way even the two female anchors on set, they were saying, what are you talking about? You know, it was a stark, weird thing that he said. And I think a lot of people have really been offended by it because it doesn't make any sense. And this is, you know, Don LeMond at his best, I guess, for this kind of stuff. But we do understand that at this late hour, Captain, Variety is reporting that Don Lemon is going to return on Wednesday to the morning show. Evidently, the CNN people, CNN CEO, has said he sat down with Don Lemon, had a, quote, frank and meaningful conversation, and he agreed to participate in formal training as well as continuing to listen and learn, unquote. So we'll see. He may be on there. But over time, Captain, as the CNN this morning show launched, it's lost viewers. The ratings are very low by anybody's standards. In January, it fallen to an average of 74,000. It's down about 25%, I believe, from when it launched. Mm-hmm. So CNN's got big problems. Don Lemon has big problems. And we'll see if he actually stays there for a long time, because there's a lot of disgruntled employees at CNN now that don't want him around.
Okay, I got a message here. Just got a direct message from JoJo on Facebook. And JoJo is in Jersey City. JoJo says, Captain, did you hear Biden say, 1 year later, Kiev stands and Ukraine stands and democracy stands? Does anybody other than me know that during his unexpected visit to the Ukraine, Biden added another $500 million in military aid commitments? Now, this means, as of now, Russia's initial invasion of Ukraine in February 2022 has resulted in the U.S. providing more than $100 billion in aid to that nation. The most of any nation since Vietnam. And it's true. It's even more than Afghanistan so far. And according to the president, he's committing to supporting the war-torn country for as long as it takes. When will this all end, Captain? Well, simple answer, JoJo, when somebody loses.
Well, right. And the idea is that you would get Russia to stop doing what they're doing. But it doesn't look like that's going to be in the offing anytime soon. Putin is ensconced. He is going to continue to prosecute this war. And I think we'll continue to have to pour all these resources in. That means the United States or NATO allies and so forth. That'll all keep going. But to what end? And at what point will it really escalate? I think that's one of the central questions here, Captain, because it becomes a proxy war, much like Vietnam in that sense. And it's going to escalate and keep going, getting worse and worse. And at some point it will boil over. And we're not hearing this from the American leadership. We're not hearing what are we going to do? How long is it going to take? And what's the exit game? And what does it mean to actually win this thing? If it's so open-ended, and by the way, I keep coming back, Captain, to the people in East Palestine. If the president is willing to just write a blank check, open Fort Knox for Ukraine, what about the very people in this country who are suffering as well? And we don't see an end in sight for that. There's no easy answer for that either.
It gets worse because Joe Biden said the American people must, underline that word, must pay the pensions of the people in the Ukraine now. This is on top of the 100 plus billion we've already given the Ukraine. In the United States, we have multiple cities without drinkable water, broken infrastructure, hungry families. We need to put America first, but that's not what we're doing.
Yes, and it's not that Americans don't love democracy or want to fight for democracy or anything like that, but it is this sort of obscene dichotomy here that has got Americans just in an uproar, and quite understandably so. And the things you just said, Captain, these things shouldn't be happening in America. America, as Ronald Reagan says, that shining city on the hill, not only for ideas and to be free and so forth, but it should be able to take care of its people. And Joe Biden is you know, sending it somewhere else at this point.
Now, the GOP is pushing back heavily against the Democrats and their stupid idea that Social Security and Medicare are going to be cut by the Republicans. They are not the ones that are going to do the cutting of anything. The ones that were talking about cutting that, to begin with, started with the Democrats.
Well, sure, sure, exactly. And that's why they've latched on to this so much, because that's part of, it's like an artillery, you know, trying to soften up everything by saying, look what the Republicans are going to do. They're going to take this away and cut it and so forth, but we're good. We're going to help you. When in reality, Captain, yeah, they're the ones that sort of started this whole thing.
Well,
they want to pin it on somebody else.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has promised not to change Social Security or Medicare during negotiations with the White House. They will not change at all on his watch.
And that's good. And this is one of those things, too, where he's going to have to stand firm on that. You have to be able to take it to the bank, no pun intended. You absolutely have to be able to do that, because they knowing that he said that, the Democrats will do everything in their power to make it crash, to make him say, okay, well, we got to do something. We got to change something about it. And so I hope he's able to stay steadfast.
Now, it's pretty much assumed that Joe Biden doesn't care all that much for pipelines because of what he did with the Keystone pipeline, shut it down, right?
Right.
Now we're hearing that it looks like as if the Democrats and Joe Biden's administration did something to shut down the Nord Stream pipeline. John Kirby, the White House senior press person, said, no, it's absolutely false. It's just not true. Well, I don't think we know what's true.
No, we don't. All we can do is look at what we know and then draw conclusions from that. But I think, Captain, they'd be more than happy to keep it as a mystery, almost like, what did we shoot down? We don't know.
Potato pancakes. All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back on the first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Roos. Call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on.
As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Yo!
Dion. And that is called Kicking Child. What do you think, Kyle?
I like it. That's pretty cool. I haven't heard that one, so that's really neat.
It's one of the new ones, and I'm surprised that I even found it, but I did. So there you go. More bang for our buck, right?
That's right.
Because you got to work a little bit to find this jazz stuff, which is what that is. All right, well, I'm going to read this little statement, and then I'm going to give it over to you, because we have got a massive winter storm expected to impact a large portion of the U.S. for the next several days. Now, this developing storm is going to continue to dive through the west on Tuesday before gradually affecting the central U.S. on Wednesday. Hazards expected include widespread heavy snow, blizzard conditions, a zone of sleet and freezing rain out in front of this system, and high winds. Now, there will also be severe thunderstorms and record low and high temperatures. The high temperatures in the south, the low temperatures to the north. This is going to be a real mess. I-90, I-94, I-80, I-64, I-70, down to I-40. That's going to be pretty much your perimeters. It might go down as far as I-20. Not sure yet. We're watching. As it stands right now, it's not down that far yet on I-20 to say that it's coming that way. But certainly I-40 and north all the way to the Canadian line. Okay, go ahead, Kyle. What's going on?
All right, Captain, we're going to start in Big Sky Country tonight because the sky is filled with a lot of snow up in Montana tonight. If you're up in northern Montana, up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2, you definitely have snow covering most of that whole area of northeastern Montana this morning. And then also down in I-94, if you're coming out of Billings on your way to Miles City, you're definitely going to have snow coming across the interstate there as well. Rain and sleet just to the west of Helena, but if you're in Missoula and you're going down U.S. Highway 93, Stevensville, Hamilton, you've got rain and sleet. You've also got snow in the mix as well all over that general area. And also in about mid-Idaho, we've got snow and sleet and rain as well. Also, for our friends over in Seattle right now, you've got snow to the west of Seattle, and also you've got snow to the east of, to the east of Seattle and to the west of Yakima, and rain in Portland right now. It doesn't look like it's going too much over Interstate 5 at this point, but do be careful because it's always changing. Now, Captain, you mentioned about all the storm warnings. It would take a long time to tell you all the different storm warnings because they're covering pretty much all of Montana, all of Wyoming, and most of course, of the western part of Colorado. That does include blizzard warnings just south of Casper there from what I'm seeing right here, but they're definitely all over the place. We've also got high wind and winter storm warnings in northern Arizona. We've got high wind watches in New Mexico. We've got wind advisories throughout most of California. We understand that's going to be picking up, and gusts could be very, very high, upwards of 70 miles an hour as we go through the next 2 or 3 days. We'll tell you more next hour. Now back to you.
Well, you want some snow, folks? I'll give you some more. North Dakota, South Dakota. North Dakota, it's mostly just a general heavy snowfall so far. South Dakota coming out of Rapid City and following Rapid City over to the east about 100 miles, you'll be in a blizzard warning. Going to be really snowing hard. Out in front of it is freezing rain and sleet. When you come on down to North Dakota, the western part of North Dakota, to include 76 coming out of Colorado, you're going to drive right into a blizzard warning all the way to Lincoln, Nebraska. I imagine that will be probably all the way to Omaha by the time it gets to be daylight. Now, going up into Minnesota, snow, lots of it. Freezing rain and sleet down below Minneapolis, lots of that. Blizzard warning down along that's 90 down there, I-90 going across the state. And then south of there into the northern part of Iowa, you've got just snow and some sleet mixed through there. Going over into Wisconsin, you've got a lot of snow, a lot of sleet, a lot of mixture, freezing rain to boot. Upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, nothing but snow. Winter storm warning along the lake. Northern part of Michigan, north of Detroit, not very far north of Detroit, but all the way up to the lake. to include our friends in Sandusky on AM 660. And hello to you guys. You're going to be in freezing rain and sleet until the snow gets to you. Then it's going to be all snow. So just drive careful. And then southeastern corner of Texas, the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, the northwestern corner of Louisiana, and the southwestern corner of Arkansas, you have some high winds as this system is making its way across. It hasn't gotten there yet, but the winds will be picking up during the course of the day. You'll have winds in North and South Carolina today. There's fog in upstate New York, north of Albany, right in the middle of the Adirondacks. There's fog in Vermont, again, same place, lower part of Vermont, where it was yesterday. And it's just going to get worse as the day goes on, as the storm moves to the east. So keep listening to the weather radio, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
And if you get caught out on the road, before you get caught, pull into the Flying J. Make sure your fuel is right, number one. And number two, get any supplies that you need in case you have to camp it out there, camp out on the road somewhere. If you're going to go try to make a delivery, if your customer says, no, you got to get that here because we need it, be expecting to be caught in the weather somewhere. So have you some stuff to eat that's not going to perish, you know, cookies, crackers, snacks, whatever you can get. It's not going to be destroyed on your from, you know, not being able to have a refrigerator. Unless you got a refrigerator, different story. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, folks, don't forget, pull into the nearest Pilot or Flying J travel center near you. Go to pilotflyingj.com, use their locations function to find the nearest location, and you want to be sure that you've joined up with the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You can download it at pilotflyingj.com. We're going to start enjoying two free drinks every week, get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear. And also, you can start earning 4 points per gallon after activating Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. Earn 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 with the other guys. Go to pilotflyingj.com for terms and conditions.
All righty. Hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're going to take a break. We're going to be coming back right after the break. Hour number two on tap on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we hope that you'll have a good day doing whatever you're doing. But if you're up there in the snow or the bad weather, please be careful. We'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.